Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This podcast is brought to you by Kleenex Lotion Tissues. You can't predict sick days, but with Kleenex Lotion Tissues, you can be better prepared for them while helping keep your skin healthy. Whether it's a surprise sneeze or a stuffy nose, it's always good to have something gentle on hand. Kleenex Lotion Tissues moisturize to help prevent skin irritation while you're battling those unwanted cold and flu symptoms. It's extra care when you need it most. I mean, why not have one less thing to worry about when you're not feeling your best? For whatever happens next, grab Kleenex.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Now it's time for our daily tech and business report, and today we're joined by Bloomberg's Mark Gurman. It's been a month since Amazon introduced its updated line of smart speakers. Now, Mark, you have been playing with these, testing them out for several weeks now. Were they worth the wait?
So these new Echo speakers, they're the first overhaul visually to their Echo speakers in several years. They look better. They sound better. They're a bit more premium. They're slightly more expensive at $100 and $220. We think that the new Echo Dot Max at $100 is an excellent competitor to the HomePod Mini. In many respects, it's far superior to the HomePod Mini. And if you're choosing a bedroom speaker or a kitchen speaker of the two models, you probably should go with the cheaper one. So there's a lot to like so far. You know, one big question is, should you be paying and subscribing to Alexa Plus? Is it worth it for everyone to get Alexa Plus? And, you know, Alexa Plus is much more powerful. But in many respects, you know, the big deal is really the hardware and the audio performance, because most people are just using these things to control lights and what have you. But Alexa Plus has some bells and whistles, like being able to order you an Uber.
Okay, is Alexa Plus the one with AI built in?
So they both have AI, right? The, you know, normal Alexa that's been around for a decade plus, that's an AI-based voice product. But Alexa Plus uses what's known as generative AI, or large language models, which is a much more advanced version of artificial intelligence, far more capable, has tie-ins to applications, very much powered by the cloud, super powerful, and basically allows you to have back-and-forth conversations and an unlimited array of features, really, when you think about it.
Mm. And what was that like? What's the difference between the old version of talking to your smart speaker and giving it commands and talking to one that's powered by this generative AI?
It's just the breadth of functionality. You know, like I mentioned, being able to call an Uber or make a reservation on OpenTable or being able to order something from DoorDash, right? The plugins are really limitless, and the ability for it to understand context. You know, the original version of Alexa is very much turn on the lights, turn off the lights, open the garage door, turn on the alarm, turn off the alarm, send a text message. This new version, you can have back and forth conversations and it knows context. It can learn about you. It knows things about you, and it could use that to influence its commands and understanding of you, and it could do things on your behalf. So these new Echo speakers are just one half of the family. The other part comes out in later in the year. Those are the new Echo shows. They have displays, and it uses special hardware called OmniSense to allow the system to know who is walking up to the device. So if you live in a home with multiple people, it can sense who you are when you walk up to it. If it's me, maybe it'll play my preferences for music. If my wife walks up to it, it'll play her preferences for podcasts. Maybe it'll show pictures she likes versus when I walk to it, it'll show pictures that I like. And so being able to be predictive, understanding, and contextual is really the benefit of these Alexa Plus features with this new age AI, as I like to call it.
Interesting. And I understand that these new speakers have an improved microphone built in. And as the owner of some smart speakers, I'm in the other ecosystem. I have Google Home speakers. That's often very frustrating because when they work, they're great. But when they don't work, it's because it doesn't understand you. How does Amazon improve that?
You know, what I've seen over time, and this is not just an Amazon issue, this is Google, Apple, you name it. Lots of people complain about their smart speaker not being able to understand them. But half the battle is really the microphone. It's not only the technology in the back end may not work well. It's just a misunderstanding because of the mics. And so the mics on these devices are far improved, to your point. You could be speaking quieter or farther away, and you know it'll have a hard time not picking you up.
Yeah, something that my wife struggles with quite a bit. And I like on the show that it will recognize who's walking up, because in my case, I don't want it to play something for my kids who are probably doing things they probably shouldn't do. Hey, thanks so much for your time. That is Bloomberg's Mark Gurman talking about the latest Amazon smart speakers, which have now been released. They are retailing for $100 and $220.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Kleenex Lotion Tissues. You can't predict sick days, but with Kleenex Lotion Tissues, you can be better prepared for them while helping keep your skin healthy. Whether it's a surprise sneeze or a stuffy nose, it's always good to have something gentle on hand. Kleenex Lotion Tissues moisturize to help prevent skin irritation while you're battling those unwanted cold and flu symptoms. It's extra care when you need it most. I mean, why not have one less thing to worry about when you're not feeling your best? For whatever happens next, grab Kleenex.
Ark Raiders. A multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.